In this edition of Oklahoma Perspective, we welcome back Tony Moore, who is the founder and executive director of Hospitality House. Tony, hi.
Hello, Bert.
It hasn't been too long since you were here, but you got some big doings coming up.
We do. We have some exciting things happening at Hospitality House. Yeah. We have one of our annual fundraisers is the Route 66 Gurney Tourney.
Which is a lot of fun. We're going to talk about that in a second. I was kind of curious, how did the holidays go for you guys?
The holidays went well. Of course, it's always a difficult time for families in medical crisis when they're having to travel during the holidays. And we always have a full house of families, but they are so grateful. Our community is so supportive and generous to the families that have to be here during a medical crisis. And so we're able to provide them with a holiday experience, even though it's not exactly like home.
Well, just in case there's somebody who doesn't know what you guys do, mm-hmm. let's run through it real quick. Now, you started doing what you're doing when?
We opened our first doors almost 14 years ago.
All right, so 14 years. And when you opened, how many apartments did mm-hmm. did you have?
We opened 7 family suites on the Hillcrest Medical Center campus, and we were able to serve all 14 hospitals from that location. And that allowed us to serve about 200 families a year. But our waiting list was crazy. It was growing. Our waiting list was about 14 to 18 families every day.
Wow.
So in 2011, we were able to open a second apartment building and opened 7 more family suites, and that allowed us to serve 460 families a year. And that dropped our waiting list some. And then in 2015, really the perfect storm hit with healthcare, and the Affordable Care Act and the state budget crisis both kind of created this perfect storm that the rural hospitals began to financially suffer. And Oklahoma has 42 rural hospitals at risk of closing or changing their statuses to ER outpatient services only. And once that started happening, our waiting list, of course, came up again. And we were able to open our first hotel extension program in 2016 for the St. Francis patient families. And so we have 10 rooms inside the DoubleTree at Warren Place, that hotel, every night of the year for the families. And so that program allowed us to extend our reach and serve more. And now we're serving about 1,000 families a year.
Okay, so you're serving 1,000 families a year. Now, these families are people that basically have a medical emergency. They come into town to go to the hospital, and their families come but have no place to stay.
That's exactly right.
And they can be in, I guess there really isn't any. But do you do any screening as far as financial crises are concerned, or is it just open to whomever needs the help?
We don't screen it, actually. The criteria to stay with us is if you have a loved one who is in the hospital, any of our Tulsa hospitals, and you live at least 30 miles away or greater from the Tulsa area. You just have to be referred by a social worker, case manager, doctor, nurse from the hospital. And then if you're an outpatient coming from 50 miles away or greater, and you're here for treatments of cancer or organ transplant, things like that, a referral from that medical provider, and you can stay with us. The reason why we don't screen for financial reasons is because staying in a clean, safe, home-like environment improves the stress level of the caregiver. It improves their sleep. It improves their nutrition, because we're providing not just lodging, we're providing meals and emotional and spiritual support. And so going home with a patient that's been discharged, and we discharge patients very quickly from the hospital these days, and they go home with a primary caregiver, usually a spouse or an adult child, and that caregiver has to be well-rested and healthy to take care of that patient soon after discharge. So there's no financial criteria, although we do survey our guests about 6 weeks after they go home. And we have a great response rate. About 26% of our guests return their surveys. What we know from that is that about 85% of who we serve falls in the poverty guidelines of the federal criteria, which means they're bringing in less than $40,000 into the home.
So in a situation like that, the only other option for those people most of the time is they're sleeping in a chair in the hospital room with the loved one, if that's possible. Otherwise, they're kind of on their own in some senses.
They are. They're, if in situations in the hospital, like critical care units or burn unit or isolation units in cancer wings and like that, the caregiver can't stay in the room overnight. So they're sleeping in the waiting room chair, or they are going into debt at a hotel, which they won't be able to recover from that debt after the medical crisis. Or about 9% of who stays with us indicated on their survey that they were sleeping in their car before they came to stay with us, just to try to get some rest.
All right. So these people come to stay with you. What does it cost for them to actually stay in your rooms?
We don't charge families to stay in our rooms. We do offer a suggested nightly donation of $40 a night. But if that is too difficult for a family to afford, and for many it is, we just simply have a little questionnaire they fill out, and it scales down the room donation fee to something like $5 a night.
Now, the $40 a night, that's going to include their food too, right? They're not actually having to go out and go to restaurants.
Right. We provide about four nights a week. We're providing an evening meal. And that is done through our community volunteers, people in churches across Tulsa area, companies that come together and want to do a meal for the guest, just different organizations that help with that evening meal. So that's provided. And then we also provide snacks and breakfast items in their room for them. And then several of our restaurants, a couple of restaurants actually, will help us by donating food and products that they produce in their restaurant for our guests. And so
when did that start? That's kind of new,
yeah,
isn't it?
That we started that about a year ago, and Panera Bread is one of those that donates their products at end of day for us, and that allows our guests to have breakfast items for a few days after that donation. And so if you're a restaurant owner and you have product left over,
give Tony a call.
Give me a call, because our families need they need the food.
Now you have the rooms at the hotel. Mm-hmm. Now, at least with those, you don't have to clean them. But with the other ones, you're not only serving the people, but you're in there cleaning the rooms up too between stays, right?
That's right. We don't do daily housekeeping at the hospitality house, what we call our Victory House location. But after families check out, then we clean and sanitize the rooms and prepare them for the next family coming in.
How many volunteers does it take to run the facilities that you have?
We have, really, for all of our programs and services, our events, everything that we do for families in a year, we will have about 900 volunteers that will go through some type of helping the house in some way, whether that's, you know, being at the house and helping families check in, preparing meals, offering prayer support, helping us with events like Gurney Tourney. It just takes a lot of people. We only have 9 staff members at Hospitality House, and that covers everything that we do. We're a 24/7, 365 operation. So we really depend on our volunteers to help us.
Now, the 900 volunteers, I think it probably needs to be said, they don't work 40 hours a week. I mean, they're doing what they can when they can.
Yeah, most of these people, of course, are employed full-time somewhere else, but they are happy to come. I've got some volunteers that come one day a week, and they'll be there for 7 hours. And then I've got some that are there in the Welcome Center for 3 hours, and they will come, you know, once every 2 months to work that. Or we've got a great group. I love this new volunteer group that we have. We call them Laundry Angels. Mm-hmm. And so we actually outsource our bed linens and laundry, blanket, towels, sheets, because we don't have a lot of space at Hospitality House, and we have to get those rooms turned around quickly. So we send our laundry out to a wash and fold service that's about a mile and a half away from our facility. And so at noon, a volunteer laundry angel will swoop in their car, load up the duffel bags of laundry and put them in their trunk and drive them down to the laundry station, and then pick up the clean laundry and deliver it back to the house where we put it up in the linen closets. And so,
you know, it's amazing. That's such a, it's such a mundane thing. You make one trip and then you make another trip, but that's pretty important as far as getting things done, isn't it?
It's so helpful. People don't realize how helpful that is, because It just, for them, it takes about 20 minutes of their lunch hour to do that. And they're doing it once a week or once every 2 weeks. And it doesn't seem like a big deal to the volunteer maybe, but to the operations of the house, it makes a huge difference for us.
So what's your, what is your budget run per year?
Our budget is about $850,000 a year.
Okay. And what was it when you started out?
Oh, when we started with 7 family suites, it was, when we opened our first doors, it was me and 5 volunteers that ran everything for that first really 6 to 8 months. And our budget was $25,000.
For the whole year?
Yeah. We didn't have any staff. We didn't have any staff. And we were, you know, and I mean, we were working a lot of hours. We were there early in the morning until about, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock at night. We were there on the weekends. It was just a lot of manpower with very few men, women running it. And so as we grew, the Tulsa community could see that the need that we had to serve more families was huge. And so the private family foundations and the corporate foundations and donors started coming in and saying, you definitely need some help and let's get behind this so we can serve more families.
So you've had a good response from the community as far as finances are concerned.
Well, yes, we have. And there's always a need. It's always, I mean, to raise $850,000, that's a lot of money to raise each year. But that's exactly what it takes to make a home away from home work for 1,000 families. And when I say 1,000 families, that means about 2,300 individuals that are coming through the house. And they're coming from, you know, it's what people don't realize. They think, well, they're coming from 30 or 40 miles away. Actually, our largest segment of families that are traveling here are coming from 50 miles to 100 miles away. And then the next largest section is 100 to 200 miles away. And then another good chunk, 22%, are coming from greater than 200 miles away.
You know, that is the thing about Oklahoma. It's a rather large state, but there's only 2 metropolitan areas here.
That's right.
For the most part. So you're going to either be going to Oklahoma City or you're coming to Tulsa. There just doesn't seem to be anywhere in between that you can go for good health care.
Your health specialties, your specialist in doctors that, you know, practice certain things are only found in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. And so when you have those really severe and critical and difficult diagnosis to deal with, that's where you're going to have to come.
All right. So $850,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's the nut that you have to cover. And I'm thinking the way things are going, as you continue to grow, that number is going to fall way back into the rearview mirror. So you've got things that you do to help raise money. And this the Gurney Tourney, cute name, is one of those things. How long have you been doing this particular fundraiser?
This is our 5th year to do the Route 66 Gurney Tourney.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Has anybody ever gotten a speeding ticket?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We've had a few try.
All right. So let's talk about what is it? What's a Gurney Tourney? I mean, obviously the Gurney is the bed, the hospital bed.
Yeah. So it's a bed race.
Tell us how that works.
So Hospitality House actually provides the bed chassis with the mattress on there.
Really?
Yeah. And there, we had a great group of volunteers.
Are they OSHA approved?
We'll see about that. I may have to call my OSHA friend to come by this year.
Put little beepers on them.
Had some great volunteers who actually welded the bed frames. And so there's this really nice push bar on the back of the bed. And so it's a team of 5 people on a team. You have one person that rides on the bed, and 3 people behind the push bar, and they will push the bed. And then you have one alternate, just in case somebody takes a tumble or figures out that they want to alternate, you know, riders in between to give people a rest. But so it's a team of 5. And so they race these beds through an obstacle course where you have team building exercises. So you get off the bed and you do a team building thing and get back on the bed and go to the next obstacle. So it's a timed race. People will come and they'll decorate and theme their beds. And that is the most hilarious thing to watch. Companies come and they will logo out their beds. And it's just a really fun race to watch and participate in. And this year, our theme, we kind of put a little theme around each one. This year's theme is No Place Like Home. And it falls on the 50th anniversary of the Wizard of Oz movie coming out.
Well, there you go.
So
now these, you've got, how many beds do you have?
We have 20 beds.
20 beds. Do you do this in heats? Is that,
we do.
It's, so many at a time?
Yeah, it's just like the NCAA bracket. So people race and then we time those runs and then we take the highest or the lowest times and move those up into the bracket, into the championship round.
And
where,
they keep going.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get to take home this amazing trophy, of course, to be the claimed champion.
Yep. All right. So we've got the 20 beds. Now, how do you, you get corporations to sponsor a bed? Well, how does that work?
Yes. So the team, there's team signups, and it's $25 per racer, per person, yep, to sign up, which is a team of five is $125. And then they have, each team will have a fundraising social media page, and they will get their friends and coworkers to help them raise money for their team, because we also have a fundraising champion team.
Okay.
So even if you don't win the timed part of the race, you still have the option to win the fundraising team.
You get free pizza?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. Free pizza, trophy. It's just amazing stuff.
Awesome.
And then corporations can come in and sponsor an obstacle course.
Hmm.
Or they can sponsor a team. So there's lots of ways for people to get engaged.
And when is this?
This is going to happen on Saturday, May 11th at the University of Tulsa on Tucker Drive, which is right off Route 66.
All right. So it's May the 11th?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Saturday, May the 11th. Do you have all your sponsors for the beds yet?
We don't. No, we just opened up team registration last week. And so people can get on our website at hhtulsa.org. and sign up for your team. And then we are still needing obstacle course sponsors and other sponsors. So we would love to have their support and be able to showcase the companies and different organizations that want to help these families.
Now, when you get done with this, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
It's hilarious.
First
fun.
Of all, if you're not a part of it, then just coming down and watching people make crazy fools of themselves is a pretty good Saturday
morning. It is pretty cool.
So, now, the people that are involved, I guess they also wear the costumes. They do the thing.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Okay, so you might see a bunch of Marvel characters down there or DC characters.
We've had the Avengers show up before. Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right, so when it's done, of your $850,000 that you mm-hmm. need, how much of this covers your nut?
Our goal for that event is $66,000.
And is that pretty normal for you, or is that, you know, have you bumped it up this year, or
nope.
What do you?
That's a normal fundraising goal for that event.
Okay.
And we actually do two events a year, the Route 66 Gurney Tourney in the spring, and then in the fall we do the Oklahoma Caring Awards, which is a more sit-down dinner gala keynote speaker event. And that one
for more of your uptight people that support you.
Well, anybody can come, but that's going to happen later in the fall. And that event raises about $100,000 for us. And then we have a great group of monthly donors called Care Keepers. And these are people who just want to give on a monthly basis. Some of them do corporate matching gifts. They work for companies that will match whatever they give.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people that are giving anywhere from $25 up to $200 a month to us, and then they match that with a corporate gift. But these care keepers come together for a luncheon twice a year, and they bring their friends and those that they know would want to help support these families, and that's how people kind of come into that program.
Okay, so let's talk about how they find you. I'm sure there's a website for the Gurney Tourney. Where would they go?
You can go actually to our website at hhtulsa.org. And on there, you'll see a link to the Gurney Tourney.
And at that point, then you can sign up to sponsor, or you can, I guess you can see the sponsors that are already there as well.
You
and
can.
If you want to help give to those guys, you can do that too.
Yes.
But all the information would be there about how you get involved and what you can do and what all the options are.
Sure. And if you'd like to just volunteer for the event, you can sign up as well.
Oh, that's a good idea too. Okay. So hhtulsa.org is the website. And so go there and find out about the Gurney Tourney. Be there or be square.
That's right.
Sounds like fun.
It's great. It's a great day.
Well, Tony Moore, I appreciate you being here today. Tony Moore is the founder and executive director of Hospitality House. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Bert. We appreciate you.
This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.